You know, the devil is mad because the Christians are waking up. It's about time, but you know, the devil is angry. So don't be alarmed at anything you hear and see today, because our God is still bigger than anything. The greater one lives inside of us than he that is in the world. We got the greatest God ever. Hallelujah. And I am excited to be able to participate through one covenant called tithing and giving. This is such an awesome covenant cut with mankind that if mankind would just obey, God says, look, I'm going to make you rich. I keep you happy. You'll never go lack. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't understand why a person struggle with tithing and giving. I do, but I don't. You understand what I'm saying? I do, but I don't. Because why resist what's going to make you better? You know, if you go to the doctor, now I'm still doing the laws of prosperity. If you go to a doctor of any kind, whether it be for your teeth, your hair, your nails, your body, or whatever, and they give you a set of instructions, and then you decide not to do the instructions. Now, if you don't get the result the doctor's promised that you can have, whose fault is it? Oh, no, but we're going to blame the doctor. He's not a good doctor. No, you're not a good disciple. Because you refuse to follow the instructions. What was the point in going to a doctor if you're not going to listen to the instructions? Now, I'm not asking you to make him God in your life, but if you're going to go and spend money on a doctor, you might as well obey him. Don't try to be your own doctor and then got to pay somebody. Just obey. Can you do that? This says, obey me. That's all it's saying. Obey me. Give me what belongs to me. Invest in your own self, and I'll make you rich. I give you food in the time of famine. I'll make sure you got a house to live in. I'll make sure you got clothes to wear. Your kids will never miss anything. He says, I'll make you completely whole when you obey the covenant of tithing and giving. Now, is that a process? Absolutely. You may not jump from 0 to 100 overnight, but you didn't get broke overnight. It was one day at a time making dumb decisions, one moment after the other moment. So why do we put that kind of demand on God to make me rich overnight? Now, he can do that, but that's up to him. But see, what he's doing, he got to redevelop your character so you can handle that kind of money. He got to build himself in you so when money comes, it won't make you crazy. Because he knows that if you don't learn anything through the process, if you get money in your hand, just look and see how y'all do when y'all get your income tax return. And you can't look at today what you bought with it last year. You probably can't even find it. Or if you paid it on a bill, then you turn around and got a new bill. Because you never asked God what to do with the money. You already had it figured out. See, he said, obey me. See, that could have been one of those catalyst seeds. That's what I call it, a catalyst seed, where you give a seed that you got to remember it. Makes you remember it. I've given some seeds like that. Well, my seed is always in my mind because I'm always mindful of tithing and giving. And it is not something I do when I come to church. It is how I live every day. I live to tithe and give. And I'm mindful of it every day. Every single day, I am mindful. And I do my tithes and offering most times. I do it on Wednesday night for Sunday mornings. And unless the Lord change something, then I have to open the envelope and put something in there. But I use, why? Because I got Wednesday through Sunday morning to pray over this, to agree with it. Listen, you say, well, you got an envelope at home. Can you ask for one? You don't need a whole bundle. Just take one home. If you don't have the envelope at home, can you write it down and put it together? You can still pray over it. You should be praying and believing over your tithes and offering. Because it's not left up to me to make sure your tithes and offering get increased. It's up to you. Now, if you're not going to water it, praise and worship, you're not going to keep confessing the word once you've done it, God can't do nothing about it. Because there are conditions, say conditions, to the covenant. And one of them is you got to remind, he said, remind me of my word. Secondly, you got to have a mouthful of praise and worship. You cannot be timid in praise and worship. If y'all too timid to praise and worship God, you're not going to get the result. Because that's part of it. You got to become a praiser and a worshiper. Now, you're too scared to do that in your own house. Something really wrong with y'all. I don't have a room in my house that I can't holler in. I turn my music up so loud. In the kitchen, I was playing one set. In my bedroom, I had something. The whole house was filled with music. In every room I walked in, I could hear a praise and worship. That's what I do. When I'm under attack, I'm not going to be quiet and sit down and ponder it. No, we're going to praise and worship because I got a covenant, and the devil's scared of this. He's scared of this. He's scared of this covenant. And he don't want nobody like me talking bold about it. But I'm here to tell you I'm bold about tithing and giving. Because when I was poor, this is what got me out. When I was sick, this is what got me out. When my family was broken, this is what got me out. Because I trust in it. It's not a gimmick. It's not a con job. It works. Come on, stand to your feet. This works for every person that will believe it. It works. Believing is the other, is the major key. You gotta believe it. What's the point in doing it if you don't believe it? Because you don't need to impress me. Don't tithe and give to impress me. Tithe and give because you want to stay connected to what God is doing. And you need God in your life every day. Ooh, Jesus. When I didn't have finance, when I had money in my hand, when I didn't have it, I found a seed in my house. I never went to church without seed. You better hear what I'm saying. If I had to pawn it, sell it, sow it, I came to church with a seed. Every service. You know why? Because it's always on my heart. I'm looking for ways to do more for the kingdom. Always came with a seed. Because we got a God that'll answer. He answers his children. He looks at that faithful seed. He's searching your heart. And he knows your heart about it. And he's not afraid to give back to you. He'd be so happy when he see your tithes and offering being presented. He'd be so happy. He said, oh, they give me the door again. That's a green light. That's a green light. Oh, it's on the go now. Oh, yeah. We're going to build this part. We're going to take that part and stack it until it just run over. We're going to cause that to be so dense until it's so thick that the devil can't go through it. He can't go around it. It's so dense and so thick that the money just be piling up. And then he said, over here, I'm going to release this part on it right now because they need this right now. But I'm banking over here. Oh, Jesus. Because this seed over here is going to be the one that's going to put them into the next level of wealth. Jesus. This is why you got to constantly give. It can't be sporadic. And you can't be afraid to give. Because you don't know which one of those seeds is going to be the breakthrough. All of it is working to the breakthrough. But some of it is being banked. Man, when the Lord showed me that some of it's being banked, it's like a heave offering. It's collecting. And it's drawing interest. And you know this little interest they give you in the bank, it can't compare with the interest of the kingdom of heaven. The longer it stays, the more it accrues. Jesus. Never be afraid to tithe and give.